Nature, wildlife, stunning scenery. These are the attractions that usually bring people to the Outer Hebrides for a holiday. And one place where you can see all of this is at the RSPB's Balranald Nature Reserve on North Uist. Stuart Taylor is their Assistant Uist Species Officer.
Well, I mainly came here for the birds, which includes wading birds, corncrakes, corn buntings, and of course the eagles, white-tailed eagles is one of the main ones. But the RSPB is changing its direction now, so we're going for all nature. So we're looking after creepy crawlies and flies, bees and flowers on the macca. Generally all sorts of things.
And what about the otters? Because of course everybody thinks of the Outer Hebrides as being the home of the otters.
There are so many otters here that actually nobody really knows how many there are. I do an otter walk on a Wednesday, which is open to the public, and sometimes we see the otters and sometimes we don't, but we try and they are there.
As somebody coming here who hasn't obviously lived here all their lives, I look at it and think to myself, it's so beautiful, it's unspoiled, it looks very wild and very natural. How true is that?
Yeah, I'd go along with that. I've been here 3 years myself. And there are a small number of houses have been built up during that time, but I'm sure most of the people out here respect the wildlife and the open spaces. It is a wilderness. It is largely unspoilt. There are little pockets, but nothing drastic will happen as far as I'm too concerned about.
And does that mean that it is actually a really good place for wildlife? Not just for spotting wildlife, but actually for wildlife to make its home here?
It is absolutely fantastic. The macca, that's one of the most specialised habitats here. It's found in very few places in the world. It's a home to great yellow bumblebees, which are a rare species, moss carder bees, one of the highest densities of breeding wading birds in Britain as well, and a huge range of flowers. And then you've got the mountains and the moorlands, and they're the home to the eagles, and offshore there's lots of fish for the eagles to eat. And also we've got, if you've flown in by plane or anything like that, if you look at it from the air, there's a huge, it's just like a maze of waterways and lochans and spits of land. And those lochs are really important for wildlife, for things like red-throated divers, black-throated divers, and otters, and a range of wildfowl as well.
So what sort of work has been done up here to reintroduce species that might have been lost in the past?
Nothing actually to reintroduce anything. What we're trying to do is maintain the things that are here and the habitat conditions. White-tailed eagles are on the island. They part of a reintroduction scheme, but they weren't reintroduced on the islands. They've probably come over from Rum. And this year we had 9 nesting pairs, and they've raised a record of 11 young. That's this year. Over previous years, there's probably about 30 young birds roaming around the islands as well. The other one we're concerned about is the corn bunting, a little brown one. Its numbers are declining. They've declined in Britain since 1970. We've lost about 80% of them, possibly more. The Hebrides is the last stronghold, and unfortunately they seem to be leaving here. So we're doing what we can to maintain the habitat, look after the food, and try and persuade farmers or the crofters to keep the traditional crofting methods going, because that's what's keeping them here. So no reintroductions, but we're trying to maintain what is here naturally.
And what about corncrakes? Because they're great to hear here as well.
They're fantastic to hear. Their numbers seem to fluctuate from year to year. Last year we had a record of something like 352 singing males. This year the numbers have dropped slightly. It could be something to do with their wintering grounds or migration. But the numbers fluctuate from year to year. They're here, they're probably, as you know, very nocturnal, very noisy at night. And there's been a radio tracking program last year. They radio tagged some to find out the migration and find they went to Africa in Ghana. And we thought that was it. But then in November, all the birds left and they all went to the Congo, which is another 1,000 miles, and then retrace their journey back. When you see a corncrake flying, you wonder how ever they can make it from Africa to here. They're really weak flies, or they look weak flies, but they do it in one go. And they're really important. They're one of their landmark, iconic species of the islands.
And in terms of the threats to wildlife here on the islands, what are those threats?
There are lots of feral cats about, which were once pets, and they've obviously bred and they're roaming around on the macca. controversial one is hedgehogs, as we're all aware of. They wander around and they are having an effect on the wading birds' nests. They're eating the eggs and things. Otters themselves sometimes have nests. These are natural predators. Also, we've got the changes in farming and agriculture as well. But what's happened is, over the years, we realised that the corncrake numbers were going down because crofters and farmers, they were mowing their fields from the outside inwards in a spiral. And so any little birds that were seeking shelter, minding out the way of the mowing machines, they were stuck in the middle and basically they got squished. But now we get the crofters to mow from the middle outwards or from one end of the field to the other. And that gives the wildlife, be it birds or mammals, whatever, it gives them chance to get to the other end in sanctuary and safety. And that has worked tremendously. That's been really successful.
That's Stuart Taylor, RSPB Assistant US Species Officer based in the Outer Hebrides.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.